The chief agricultural economist with Farm Credit Canada says, despite anticipated tighter profit margins on agricultural commodities, the outlook for Canadian agriculture in 2019 looks positive. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
2018 has been volatile and uncertain due in part to the renegotiation of NAFTA and trade disputes between China and the United States. J.P. Gervais, the chief agricultural economist with Farm Credit Canada, says 2018 farm income appears to be lower than in 2017.
The number one thing that we have going for the ag markets and Canadian ag in general is that we have a very strong demand for the commodities that we sell right now. And so if I think of all the different factors and trends, I'm really thinking about how these trends can actually lower or weaken the demand that we face, right? So if you start off with at a very global level, if you start off with the world economy, you know, one of the reasons why we have a very strong demand for Canadian commodities is the fact that the world economy, the growth of the world economy in 2019 has been revised downward, the forecast for the growth. But I'm still seeing a lot of good things. I'm still seeing disposable income, and that the places where they buy Canadian commodities is still going up, and they're going up at a fairly strong pace. So that's pretty good news. We have a very strong demand in North America and in Canada as well. If you think for animal proteins, plant-based proteins is still climbing in terms of the demand for plant-based proteins. Pulse producers in Canada have had a little bit of a difficult year in 2018 because of some of the trade tensions with India in that case. But the world economy is trending up, and I think it's a good thing for us.
Gervais acknowledges there are discussions between the U.S. and China to solve their trade differences, and discussions seem positive, but we haven't seen any action aimed at lifting those ongoing tariffs or those due to be raised in the next couple of months. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.